Are you ready to transform your financial future through mortgage note investing? Hi, I'm Jamie Bateman, host of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. As a passionate entrepreneur myself and real estate investor myself, I've dedicated my career to empowering investors like you. Join my mentorship program tailored to meet your unique business objectives with a very small financial commitment to get started. Gain access to my personal experience, trusted consultants and vendors, and receive customized mentoring services. You'll get hands-on guidance on everything from determining your buy box and reviewing your bidding processes to managing notes with third-party servicers, handling collateral, and much more. Don't wait. Visit LabradorLending.com to start your journey to abundance today. Let's unlock your full potential together. All right. In this episode, you're going to get a chance to hear what our Integrity Income Fund can do for you if you are an accredited investor. Mark Blunden, my senior fund manager, and I go through the details of the Integrity Income Fund and why it may be a great fit for you. This fund serves accredited passive investors. We also do have potential opportunities for non-accredited passive investors, and we do serve non-accredited active mortgage note investors through our mentorship program. But in this episode, you're going to hear all about the benefits of the Integrity Income Fund. The fund has been operational for over 2 years, almost 2.5 years. We've not missed a single payment. We do investor distributions monthly, and you'll hear some of the pros and some of the cons to the fund. And so you can determine whether this investment opportunity could fit your needs. Very briefly, at a high level, some of the perks to investing in this fund are that we take on no leverage. We invest in first lien mortgage notes, and therefore, in the grand scheme of things, it's a lower risk investment. Your investment capital is not subject to the ups and downs and the swings of the stock market. And there is hard collateral that's backing your investment in the form of residential real estate. Again, we have a strong track record in the fund itself, as well as beyond the fund with our management team. And one of the other perks about our Integrity Income Fund, as compared to a lot of other mortgage note funds and similar credit funds, is that we have a short commitment of only 12 months. So if you have capital that you're not sure what you're going to do with, you want to park your capital with us, receive monthly payments, and maybe in a year from now you have a different use case for that money, there's no issue with getting your funds back. So it's a relatively liquid fund when compared to many other similar funds out there. Again, this fund is for accredited investors, and this presentation that Mark Blunden and I give should not be construed as legal or financial advice, and all investments do carry risk. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to From Adversity to Abundance, the go-to podcast for real estate entrepreneurs seeking not just to thrive, but to conquer with resilience and mental sharpness. Each week, join us as we dive into the compelling world of real estate through the lens of mental fitness, where challenges transform into opportunities. Get ready to transform your mindset and expand your understanding of what it takes to succeed in real estate. Let's explore these stories of triumph and resilience together.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jamie Bateman, and I am joined by my senior fund manager, Mark Blunden. We are here to provide an overview of our Integrity Income Fund, which is for accredited investors. We're going to get into a little bit of our background, so I won't go too far into introductions here. But Mark, briefly, who are you and how are you doing today?
Hi, Jamie. Thank you. I am, as you said, the senior fund manager at Integrity Income Fund. Been in the mortgage note space for about a decade in various roles, from document custody to fund management to servicing. And it's great to be here today.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. You can take
So
this one.
here's our disclaimer. We're not going to read through it, but just be aware that all investments carry risk. We're not an investment advisor, and you should seek legal advice for your investments. And you can pause if you want to read through it.
All right, so our Integrity Income Fund management team, this is more on the ops side of things. You can read about me there, and you can go to our website and read even more about me if you'd like to. I've been an active real estate investor since 2010, and have held various leadership roles within the Department of Defense, in the military, et cetera. And have been actively investing in mortgage notes since 2018. And this has been my primary focus since then. Also have started and run a loan servicing company, which has given me quite a bit of experience. And this is my second note fund that I have managed. Mark already introduced himself and gave a little bit of his background. Mark, did you want to add anything there?
Yeah, I could add that I'm currently a real estate agent in California and also been consulting with loan servicing companies lately.
Absolutely, both relevant. And Raj is does a lot of back end work for us, and she's been with the team for almost a year and a half, and does a fantastic job making us look good. All
Yes.
right, next slide. Go ahead.
Okay, and then to continue with the team, we have Elisa, who is an administrative assistant and helps out with marketing. She brings a lot of experience with content creation. And then we have Jess Gold. She is our marketing specialist. She brings a wealth of experience in digital marketing and content creation. We're really lucky to have both of them on board. And then we have our company mascot, Blue Bateman.
That's right. All right, so getting to the meat of the presentation, which you all may care about a little bit more than the information about the team, but we launched this fund over 2 years ago in June of 2022. We had been working on the fund in the beginning parts of 2022. We actually activated the fund in June. You can see more of the details about the fund here. The fund is for accredited investors, and it is an income fund. It's not a growth fund. So we're focused on producing monthly distributions, preferred returns to our passive investors. And we've done so, we'll get into this, we've done so consistently for the entire period that the fund has been operational. The fund has a 1 year minimum commitment. So upon 12 months, you can request your funds back. And we have, in all cases, delivered those funds back well within the time frame allotted. It's an evergreen fund, so there's not a determined, predetermined end to the fund. So the fund just keeps going and keeps producing income. We target a preferred return for our investors of 8% annually. And again, those distributions are made monthly, and we've made them each month since the beginning of the fund. Again, targeted 8% annually, and we'll get into some more of the reasons to invest in the fund in a minute.
Okay, fund objectives. So the fund acquires assets with the goal to effectively deploy all proceeds as quickly as possible. Our goal is to preserve and protect everybody's contributed capital. That's number one. Our goal, as Jamie just mentioned, is to provide members, investors, with a targeted 8% return, which is paid monthly. We also aim to generate excess cash flow, profits, and then, of course, provide investors with full return of capital that they contribute upon liquidation of their individual investments or upon liquidation of the fund.
That's right. Okay, so we invest primarily in first lien mortgage notes. This has been my wheelhouse and our wheelhouse for years now. First lien mortgage notes, senior debt on owner-occupied single-family residences. We do occasionally buy contracts for deed. We do occasionally buy land notes. We do occasionally lend. And so we have some discretion with regard to our buy box, if you will, as far as the assets owned by the fund and the assets that we invest in. But our wheelhouse and our bread and butter, it's first lien mortgage notes. And there are a lot of reasons for that. We purchase assets nationwide. Oftentimes that's actually limited by where the notes are available. And so we've purchased notes in well over 20 states, probably 25 at this point. And this fund in particular the goal is to invest in performing and reperforming or income generating assets. So we may on occasion purchase a non-performing or sub-performing loan, but that's not the primary makeup of the assets of this fund. Mark, anything to add here?
No, I think that covers it well.
Okay. Go ahead.
So a little bit more about our background. So Jamie, as he mentioned, he's been in the space for a long time, actively buying, managing, and selling mortgage notes and servicing over 250 notes, principal balances of around 30 million across more than 30 states. As I mentioned, I've been in the space about a decade, and I've also been heavily involved in acquisition, management, and disposition of mortgage notes.
Absolutely. All right. So as I mentioned, the Integrity Income Fund, we have an excellent track record with consistency of monthly payouts and distributions for our investors. Just a hypothetical example, if you invest $50,000 over 2 years, you can see here how much income would be generated, presuming the fund performs as we anticipate and as we have shown it has thus far. Again, no guarantees. There are risks with all investments, but this track record is something that we are absolutely proud of. Frankly, there are a lot of funds and syndications that are struggling right now, whether we're talking about note funds or not. I know of several funds that have paused distributions, or real estate syndications that have gone are requesting or putting into effect capital calls, et cetera. So a disruption of performance for the investor. And we feel that our fund, while it does carry risk, is certainly on the safer end of the spectrum. And we'll get into more of that here in a minute.
Okay. And just to follow on from that, you can see a couple of charts on this slide. The chart in the top left corner just shows the monthly payout for three different investments. And the chart in the bottom left shows the cumulative payout for those three different investments, $25,000, $50,000, and $100,000.
And just to be clear, these payments are interest-only payments. So the entire principal is kept invested in the fund. This is a pretty straightforward fund, all things considered. There's no option to compound or reinvest your distributions. The distributions are made interest only, and the principal is preserved in the fund.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So key reasons to invest in the Integrity Income Fund. Our fund does not take on any leverage. So there may be some other note funds out there, frankly, that may be offering a higher targeted preferred return. A lot of those are able to do that because they take on debt. So although we buy debt, we don't actually take on any leverage in our fund. In other words, we don't take on any loans as a borrower to juice the returns, so to speak. So That creates a lower risk profile for the fund and for the passive investor. We have a strong management team, as we've already covered. We have a lot of experience in managing non-performing assets. Currently, our non-performing note fund is wrapping up. We have a lot of experience in dealing with foreclosures, bankruptcies, first lien, second lien, lots of messy situations. And that's why we feel quite confident that if and when some of these assets do go non-performing for a brief period of time, hopefully, we have plenty of experience in dealing with those scenarios. Also, we do have co-investment and alignment. I personally am invested in the fund as a limited partner or passive investor. There's clear diversification in this portfolio. That comes in many forms, comes geographically, and also with borrower type and even asset class, as we went over a little bit earlier. We offer a relatively high yield, targeted yield, and there's a relatively low risk in relation to other investments, as you can see here in the capital stack graphic to the right. Again, there's always risk, but in comparison to some other asset classes out there, senior debt on owner-occupied properties with no leverage, it comes at a pretty low on the risk profile in the capital stack. Investor-friendly, open-ended fund structure like we covered. And again, we covered the short-time commitment already.
Okay. Investor characteristics. What do you need in order to invest in the fund? You need to be an accredited investor, and hopefully you'll be looking for steady, relatively high yielding investment with relatively low risk and targeted monthly payments. And maybe you're also looking for a short time commitment. Our lockup period is just 1 year, and that's low by industry standards. So if that's what you're looking for, the Integrity Income Fund could be a great fit. And then, of course, you're looking for capital protection. As we mentioned, all assets are backed by U.S. residential real estate. You've also got non-dilutive as another feature of the fund. So new capital is quickly deployed into interest-bearing assets. And as Jamie mentioned, we don't use any leverage to acquire assets.
Yeah, and those two bullets that Mark skipped over, I think they really should be sub-bullets under the assets backed by U.S. real estate bullet. And essentially what we're trying to say here is the assets, the collateral that is backing these notes that we purchase. So the real estate that's backing the notes that we purchase is substantially higher in value than the note itself. And that provides a level of protection because of that collateral and that equity that's backing the note that we purchase. So again, always risk, but this is fairly low on the risk spectrum, all things considered. Anything else to add here, Mark?
No, that's it.
All right. I'm not going to go through each one of these, but we have a robust team and set of vendors and people we work with. This can be loan servicers, attorneys in different states. This type of thing is always changing, quite frankly. And this is why if you're going to be an active note investor, you've got to really be plugged into the industry as far as who's doing well, who's not, who's responsive, who's not, who's providing a high level of service, who's not. And we're on top of this every day. So this slide could look very different in 6 months from now, but this is a snapshot of some of the vendors who we work with. Okay, so some of the reasons to invest either in a note fund or in notes in general. This is an alternative asset class, so it's not your typical stocks and bonds. So it's insulated from a lot of the volatility of the stock market and some of the other markets, frankly. Your investment is backed by brick and mortar. So we are purchasing, as we covered, first lien mortgage notes backed by U.S. residential real estate. And investing in notes can be passive, and one way, probably the most passive way to invest in mortgage notes is through a fund like the Integrity Income Fund. One thing that we really enjoy about investing in mortgage notes is the fact that we often have a very positive social impact. So we're able to work with borrowers who this is their home, and we're not trying to kick people out of their homes. We will use foreclosure as a last resort if need be, but we'd much prefer to work with a borrower and keep them in their home. And honestly, that's typically more profitable for us as investors and for the fund as a whole anyway. As a side note, I just did a case study presentation a couple of weeks ago on the Be the Bank podcast. That's something, if you're really interested in the social impact and how we were able to keep, actually, in that case, we were able to rescue kids from a bad situation. But the fact that we have this discretion as active managers of mortgage notes, essentially as the lender or the bank in working with these borrowers, is a real positive thing about this asset class. And you can read that second bullet there. Essentially, we're trying to work toward a win-win for the borrowers and us as investors. Multiple exit strategies. Again, I covered the fact that we have a lot of experience in dealing with non-performing notes, and we can't always predict exactly how each note is going to go. We do thorough due diligence and underwriting on the borrower, the property, and the paper, but we can't always control exactly how it's going to go. The fact is, though, if we purchase correctly, we're okay with pivoting and going toward a different exit strategy depending on how things unfold, and we have a lot of experience in that area. So notes in general allow you to be the lien lord versus a landlord. It's a little bit more passive in that sense. And one of the greatest things about investing in a note fund like ours is that you can invest through your self-directed IRA. And a lot of people don't even know that a self-directed IRA is a thing. Any self-directed retirement account you can use to invest in mortgage notes and in our Integrity Income Fund. And we've worked with numerous IRA custodians and have lots of experience in that arena. Quickly on that point, mortgage notes inherently don't offer any tax advantages. And that's why pairing investing in mortgage notes with a self-directed account can be a powerful combination. Okay, Mark.
Okay, here are some macroeconomic considerations for investing in a note fund. So we're relatively insulated from external factors such as interest rates, inflation, and income levels. As Jamie hinted at, we're insulated from stock market volatility or bond market volatility. And that volatility is much higher than in the stock market than it is in real estate and notes. So relatively safe in that regard. Real estate has historically been a good hedge against inflation over the long term, and by extension, notes, mortgage notes are as well, since they're backed by residential real estate. And if a loan turns non-performing, our fund management team has significant experience dealing with such loans, as we talked about earlier in the presentation.
And one thing I would just want to add to the third bullet is that with performing notes, where the borrowers are actually making payments, the value of the note itself over time goes down. But in general, the value of that collateral goes up. And so what that allows for is equity protection. So since you're not, as an investor in this fund, purchasing an individual note, you may not care as much about the value of the note going down, but what you do care about is the protection of your capital and preservation of your capital. And so over time, the assets that we purchase and that we invest in actually get less risky because of that equity protection that is inherent in this asset class. All right, so note fund FAQs. Again, we've covered some of this already. When you invest in a note fund, you're making a passive investment, and you're leaving the management of the notes to us as the experienced fund management team. When you're actively buying notes, that's a different thing entirely. Some people do both. I do both. But they're different. So a lot of gurus out there like to paint the picture that all note investing is passive, and that's just not true. We do a lot of work on our end in managing these assets, and that is so that you don't have to. There are risk factors with any investment, like we've covered, but there's a lot of diversification when you're investing in a fund as compared to putting all of your eggs in one basket and buying a single note. And again, we covered the fact that an IRA is a great vehicle to invest capital into a note fund. Here are some of the pros and cons to investing in a note fund as compared to mutual funds. All right, case study one. We've just got two case studies very quickly for you. These are intended to simply give you a high-level snapshot of the type of asset that we invest in and that we purchase in the Integrity Income Fund. Although these notes are actually owned by the Integrity Income Fund at this time, these are just example case studies. Mark, can you handle this first case study?
Sure. So this first one is on a property in New York, and we bought a heavily delinquent non-performing note, and our strategy was to modify that note. So the end result, we enabled the borrower to stay in their home, get back on track, and start performing. We significantly increased the balance of the note by incorporating a lot of the fees, charges, and accrued interest, unpaid interest, into the principal balance. We generated consistent cash flow for the fund, and we ended up with a much more valuable and liquid or saleable asset should we wish to sell it. Just some data points. The UPB went up from 30 to 35,000. We did a pretty significant debt forgiveness for this borrower, $20,000 of charges and fees. But what's the key point here is that we purchased this note for $5,000 and were able to liquidate it for $21,500.
Exactly. And just this is, it, again, just gives you a snapshot of the type of asset that we like to purchase and how we like to keep borrowers in their homes. In this case, there was a lot of communication between the borrower and actually there was an inspector that went out into the property, and the borrower indicated he wanted to speak to the lender, and the servicer just hadn't done a good job of communicating with the borrower. And so there was a lot of opportunity here to work with the borrower, who was very motivated to stay in his home. He's been on consistent scheduled ACH ever since, for several years now, since the modification occurred. And so again, yes, we forgave a lot. But in the end, we kept the borrowers in their home and produced a much more valuable asset in the note itself. Case study two, I'm going to fly through. It's hard to read this graphic, but essentially what we did with this contract for deed or land contract was that we converted it to a note and mortgage, which instantly provides equity to the occupant. Or the buyer of the home, and also lowers our risk and our level of headache and work that is inherently associated with CFDs or contracts for deeds. So we were able to work with the borrower in this case, keep the same terms, meaning the same principal and interest each month, same payment amount, but convert from a contract for deed to a mortgage note in Michigan. And again, that adds value to the note itself, so that when we go to sell this note, it has more value, and it instantly provides immediate home ownership and equity to the occupant. Okay, Mark.
All right. So here's an overview of the investment process for the fund. So step one would be to schedule a call with the management team or notify us of your interest. And you can easily do that by heading to our website and clicking on the big Invest Now button.
Yep, labradorlending.com is where you want to head and click Invest Now and submit your information, and we will get back to you.
Yes, thank you. And then more formal procedure would then be to review the fund documents, the private placement memorandum, subscription agreement. You'd confirm that you are an accredited investor, which is important for this fund. You'd then execute your fund documents. You'd initiate wire of monies over to the fund, and then you'd be earning your targeted 8% monthly return.
Exactly. And we walk you through this process, so it may look a little bit overwhelming at this point, but we will hold your hand through this process. And we also, like I mentioned, we work with many different IRA custodians if you're investing with through a custodian. So first thing is to head over to labradorlending.com and click Invest Now to get started. And that would be it. Mark, anything to add?
No, I don't think so. I think we covered all of the main points, and we're excited to hear from some of our viewers.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. This has been great. We appreciate your time. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
All right, here's the deal. You work hard for your money. Isn't it about time you put your money to work for you? If you are an accredited investor, check out LabradorLending.com. Our Integrity Income Fund provides monthly cash flow from an investment backed by hard physical real estate. Our income fund, which is uncorrelated to publicly traded stocks and bonds, invests in first lien mortgage notes diversified by geography, property value, and borrower type. So you're not investing in one project. You're investing in a diversified portfolio of first lien mortgage notes. Our Integrity Income Fund aims to pay its investors monthly distributions at a preferred rate of return of 8% annually. Possibly the best part, though, the fund showcases a short 12-month commitment. So you can invest your capital today and have access to that capital in 1 year. Check it out today, LabradorLending.com.